you'll look in your bulletins, also in there is a sheet that has the outline and some of the points and some verses of where we're heading this morning. If you want to use them, that's great. Hopefully it'll be a help to you. We are looking at this morning the topic of being an awesome ambassador. We are in this series, the spiritual battle, and we've looked at a whole lot of different aspects about this spiritual battle. And so this morning I want us to continue down that track, and I want us to look at, if you remember, two or three Sundays ago, we looked at an awesome friendship on the friendship on that first Sunday of March. And then we looked at having an awesome relationship or friendship with God. And then we also looked at having an awesome family. That's what we've been looking at so far in this spiritual war, a spiritual battle series. And I use those words for a reason. It is a battle. It's a battle for all these things, for our relationships with one another, our relationship with God, our relationship within our family. It's also a battle to be an ambassador for Him. But yet His Word tells us that that's what we're to do. I do want to mention to you as you're turning there, yesterday we had the opportunity to go to Ragtown Gospel Theater. This year, this production that's going on right now is called Joy Hallelujah Loves America. If you have not been, you need to make plans to go. We were first introduced to Joy Hallelujah several sessions back, I guess, or productions back, where he crashes his plane, and he winds up landing not only back in time, but he lands in the island of Patmos, and he meets the Apostle John. Well, this time, he's back in America now, and the Apostle John comes to see him. And so it is really good, I want to tell y'all. And then also, Chip has a new song. It's entitled "I'll Take His Word," and I just, while I was sitting there during intermission, if you looked at Facebook, I put on there, we have got to do whatever it takes to get Chip here and to come and sing that song. We're going to be looking at some dates between there. They've extended the running of this production for one more week, so it'll go through May 2nd, and so Sunday school classes as a group, I know we're planning on going again. We had several in our Sunday school class that couldn't go this time, so we're planning on going again. I just want to encourage you to make plans to go. You don't have to go the same time we go, but you will want to go. It's worth the drive to Post, Texas, to listen to that music and to see this production, okay? Now, so with all that, if you look at your sheets, you'll see that we are looking at, in the verse that we're going to kind of, to start off with, is 2 Corinthians 5:20. We are Christ's ambassadors. Now, we've talked about this word before, and we've heard a lot about this word. I'm sure if you've been in church very long at all, you have seen where this verse, and we've talked about how we are to be ambassadors. But as I was saying, I began to realize a lot of these things that we talk about they're a lot easier said than done. It's a battle. It's something that we have to put forth the effort. And so, y'all know me well enough to know my mind goes to, okay, what is an ambassador? We use that word all the time, but what does it really mean? What does it really mean to be an ambassador? Well, the best definition I can come up with for you on that is an ambassador is a representative sent out on a mission to build relationships. An ambassador is someone who is sent out on a mission to build relationships. Now, if you just look around, there are a lot of different types of ambassadors. There's political, economic, cultural, goodwill, and so on. All kinds of different ambassadors. But God's Word calls us to be spiritual ambassadors. He said we are ambassadors for Christ. Now, I want us to look this morning very quickly at two parts of this. I want us first to look at the role of an ambassador, And then I want us to look at the responsibilities of an ambassador. The role that we have as ambassadors for Christ and what our responsibilities are as those ambassadors. All right? Everybody ready to go? Number one, as ambassadors, first and foremost, we need to understand we are representatives of Jesus in this world. You've heard it said so many different times before. For some neighbors, you might be the only Bible they ever read. You are the only contact that they have with God. We are ambassadors for Jesus to this world. I love how one man, a preacher, asked him, said, well, it was met him for the first time, and he said, well, what do you do? And he said, I'm actually an ambassador for Christ disguised as a businessman. Now, I like that. I am an ambassador for Christ disguised as a businessman. He had the right concept that these jobs that we do are just that. They're jobs. Our primary, we are ambassadors for Christ. We might be disguised as a mom, as a dad, as a nurse, as a business owner, as a truck driver, mechanic, realtor, salesman, teacher, fireman, CPA, oil worker, plumber, construction worker, farmer, whatever it is. We may be in disguise as one of those, but we are an ambassador for Christ. We are Jesus' representative to this world. 2 Timothy 1:9 says God saved us and called us to be His own people, not because of what we have done, but because of His own grace and His own purpose. Notice it says we've been called. He's called us. If we're a follower of Christ, we are called to be a representative of Jesus. We are called to be ambassadors. Now, we need to realize, though, and this is where it gets difficult, this is where the battle comes into it. We need to realize that if we're going to follow Jesus as an ambassador, it's going to have to affect the way we live, isn't it? It's going to have to affect how we live our lives, that are all these lost and all those around us see us. That's why Philippians 1:27, be sure that you live in a way that brings honor to the good news of Christ. If we're going to be ambassadors, we have to remember who we're representing. Can y'all just imagine an ambassador to the United States forgetting who he represents? It happens. But you know what? It also happens in the church as well. We forget who we're representing. We need to always remember that, who it is that we represent. That's what Paul was talking about in Ephesians 4. Live a life worthy of calling that you have received. Now, we've talked about this a lot of times. And I know the old ideal of ministers are those that are the pastors and those that are working, you know, in the vocation, in church vocations. But we've been together long enough to know that we are all ministers, aren't we? And so we're all called to be ambassadors. The calling is not just for pastors or music ministers or youth ministers or education ministers or any. It's for all of us. We are each one. If we are believers, then we are called to be a representative for Jesus to the world. That's number one. Number two, the second role of an ambassador is that we've been given a mission. We've been given a purpose. You see, ambassadors are sent on diplomatic missions. In fact, the embassies where they work out of are called missions. And we're the same way. Jesus said in John 17:18, in the same way that you, Father, gave me a mission in this world, I've given them a mission in this world. See, when you're on missions, when you're on a mission, when you're an ambassador and you go to a different country, You don't go there just to take in all the scenery. You don't go there to take in all the pictures and get your picture taken in all these neat places. You don't go there just to check all the local cuisine out. You have a job to do, don't you? And so it is with us. Ambassadors are sent on missions. They're not sent on vacations. Those guys that are in Iraq and Afghanistan and all those other places that we have ambassadors right now, they're not there on vacation. They have a job to do. They have a mission. They have a purpose. And I just want to tell you, and I'm trying to make this very illustrative where we can lay beside what we know and compare them. You and I are not in this world to enjoy the things of the world. We're here to do a mission. God's given us each a mission, corporately and individually. Our mission in the world is to help people get to know God and settle this eternal destination. That's our job. Look at Acts 20:24. I don't care about my own life. The most important thing is that I complete my mission, the work that God gave me, that the Lord Jesus gave me, to tell other people the good news about God's grace. Paul says, listen, I have a job to do, and I have a mission, and that's the most important thing to me, is that I must complete my mission. That's why Paul, at the end of his life, was able to say, I fought a good fight. He knew what his mission was, and he kept his eye on that task as well. One day, you and I are each going to stand before the Lord, aren't we? And we're going to give an account. And I want to tell y'all, I think I probably mentioned it before, but that's one of the things that scares me the most about pastoring a church, is that I am accountable to God for you standing and being accountable to God. That's an awesome responsibility. And that's why I mention it a lot of times. Hey, we're all going to stand before the Lord one day. And he's going to ask you, did you complete the mission that I gave you? He's not going to ask you, how did your interpretation or your idea of what somebody else was, that's not what he's going to ask you. He's going to ask each and every one of us individually, did we complete the mission that he gave us? And you know what? He's asking the church the same thing, isn't he? Did First Baptist Church Cajon, did they fulfill the mission that I gave them? If we're ambassadors and we're being the ambassadors that we're supposed to be, then we'd be able to say, yes, we have fulfilled the mission that you've given us, and that is to take your message out. So we represent Jesus. We have a mission. Here's the third thing. The other role of an ambassador is that we have been given authority to speak. Now, some of you are going, when I'm going through this one, you're going to go, well, no, that's he's talking about preachers. No. We've all been. If you're an ambassador for Christ, then you've been given the authority to speak for Christ, to speak on his behalf. Sometimes we don't feel very confident about talking to other people about God. We feel a little insecure. But we need to understand God has authorized us. You need to understand. If God gives you an assignment, he always gives you the ability to fulfill that assignment. In other words, he has empowered you to do what he's instructed us to do. It's a very well-known passage, Matthew 28:18-20. I've been given all authority in heaven on earth. Therefore, go to all the people everywhere and make them my disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and teach them to obey everything I've commanded you, and I will be with you always. What he's telling us is, as his ambassadors, we have been given the authority to speak for him. Now, this is a pretty cool word. Unless you have been around or you've watched some movies or you've done something where you've seen how ambassadors are basically start their jobs. You may not be familiar with this term. It's called plenipotentiary. How many of y'all have heard of that word before? Plenipotentiary. Good. This is a learning experience for all, most everybody, isn't it? What they do is whenever a new ambassador comes on station, comes on mission, he is presented to the leader of that nation. In the United States, it would be the president, and a very formal ceremony. And he presents his credentials to the president. And the president accepts those credentials, and he says something to the effect that on behalf of the United States, I accept your credentials and call you and name you as ambassador to so-and-so, plenipotentiary. Now, like I said, that's a pretty cool word. It's a diplomatic term. But what the term really means, it's a Latin word for meaning full of power. That's what the word literally means, plenipotentiary, full of power. What it really means is that person is authorized to speak for whoever he's the ambassador for, and he doesn't have to go back and keep asking permission and saying, can I speak for you? Can I say that he represents that country? He has the power to speak for that country. Well, it's the same. It's no by accident that God has chosen this word and called each of us ambassadors. We are plenipotentiary for God. We don't have to ask permission to share Jesus with the world that he's given us a mission for. Amen? He's empowered us to do it. And that's every one of us, every believer. We all have that. And here's the fourth thing. I need to move on. I can spend a lot of time on that. I really like that. Number four, as ambassadors, we serve in a foreign country. If you and I as believers need to realize, we talk about it, we read it, but we need to get it in our minds. This place is not our home. We're on temporary assignment. We need to be careful not to fall in love with the things of the world because we're on a temporary assignment. This place is not our home. I got thinking about it. I thought, you know what? Somebody ought to write a song about that, Brian. Oh, wait a minute. They did write a song, didn't they? And Brian sang it last week. This place is not our home. 1 Peter says, if you call God your Father, live your time as temporary residents. Philippians 3:19, all the other people think about is life here on earth. We are citizens of heaven where the Lord Jesus lives. We're on temporary assignment, and we need to remember that. Our temporary assignment is a lot of times the way our society lives, and counter to their culture, our culture, isn't it? It's opposed. We're in enemy territory a lot of times, just like other ambassadors. So that's our role. We're representatives. We're authorized to speak. We're given a mission. And we need to remember that we serve in a foreign country. Now, what's our responsibility? I don't know how much time. I've got enough time, so I can. Number one, our responsibility is I must be an example. Like I started off by saying, everybody's watching us, aren't they? Their eyes are on us all the time. We are the only Bible a lot of people are ever going to read. Now, the thing I want to share with you is a struggle that we have that we have to balance here. And that is, so many times we expect non-believers to act like believers. It's not going to happen until they invite Christ in their life. Amen? But you know what? As believers, we ought to act more like Jesus, shouldn't we? Because we got to be an example. We are his example. We're his walking illustrations that he has left. and we need to work on it. Number two, not only must we be an example, we must also share the message. Diplomats are generally the ones that they send in, they use in history to end wars. They send them in to negotiate peace. They send them in to sign treaties. They send them in and they negotiate and reconcile between warring entities. It's not an accident that God called us ambassadors in His Word. We have a message to share. I've listed it there for you, 2 Corinthians. Anyone who is joined in Christ becomes a new person. The old is gone. Our message is that God is making all human His friends through Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:19 through 6:1, he goes on to say that we speak for Christ. We need to understand that we are the example. We are to be an example. And we are to share a message. And here's the third thing. We are to show love. I want to tell y'all something. This church has got that one down. This church has got that one down. But I want to remind you about how we do that. How we need to continue to reinforce and continue to do that. And that is that we must show love to everyone. How do we do that? Three things. One, we do it by using our life to meet the needs of others. That's nothing new. We've been talking about this for 3 years now, haven't we? But you show love by using your life to meet the needs of others. When you take them a meal, when you help them with a project, when you offer them a ride, when you pray for them, when you pick them up some groceries or you take them to go get groceries and bring them back. It's those practical everyday things that we are showing love by meeting the needs of other people. My point is this, and I'm going to move on. As ambassadors, we can't always just gather up in the embassy, can we? As ambassadors, you have to get out away from the embassy, and you have to get out where those people are, where those needs are. And that's how we show love, by meeting those needs. Also, we do it by, the second thing there is by giving respect to everyone. Now, what do I mean by giving respect to everyone? Well, let me ask you to do it this way. How successful do you think a ambassador would be if he was dogmatic about everything? I had the question written. I was going to change. It's really better the way I wrote it. Is an ambassador need to be dogmatic or diplomatic? See, sometimes I've heard people say, I just spoke what's on my mind. I just say what comes to my mind. Well, there's such a thing as called tact, isn't there? Sometimes what's on your mind is not right. Just because it's on your mind doesn't mean we need to speak it. We show respect to others. We've talked about this and we've talked about this. Loving someone doesn't mean that we necessarily accept and approve of what all they're doing in their life. But we still show them love. We still show them respect, don't we? I get so tired of listening to preachers stand up in a pulpit and they spend the whole time bashing everybody else that's not agreeing with them. And I think, if I was lost, that'd be the last thing I would be interested in hearing. Y'all agree with that? That's the last thing. I don't want to hear the negative. I want to hear the positive. I want to hear, this is how we reconcile one another together. This is how we come together. Not, here's our differences. We have to respect everyone. And I've got a little note here just to remind me, because I had just about forgot about it. That means you respect the people that serve you as well. Amen? The waitresses, those people that get you through lines, things like that. We need to show them respect. Hey, their service may not be the best, but do you think you're going to inspire them to do better by being critical and by being a complainer? No. As a matter of fact, I tend, and this is just me, but God's really been speaking to me about this for about 2 years now, probably. And I've made it a point, if a waitress, someone who is serving me, does a bad job, I usually will give them more than what they're expecting, or what's minimum, you might say. And most of the time they'll look at you kind of funny and they'll say, well, you know, we got everything out here. I said, I know, but it'll be better tomorrow. We need to show respect. That's what ambassadors do. They're diplomatic. They use tact. They don't just say what's on their mind. Let me tell you, some of the things that come to my mind when I'm in a traffic jam, or I'm waiting for that train to go by, or I'm waiting in a line to get up and order something, or go wait to get in gas, is not necessarily something that I need to be expounding to everybody. Amen? Same thing goes for all of us. We need to show respect. I need to move on. The third thing we need to do is we need to build bridges. That's what ambassadors do. They bring people together. 1 Corinthians 9. Whatever a person is like, I try to find common ground with him so that he will let me tell him about Christ Jesus. That's Paul talking about what he did. If there was anybody that could have really rubbed you the wrong way, it was probably the Apostle Paul. But he said, he did everything to bring people together, not to cause them to go away. Let me close with an excerpt taken from Purpose Driven Life. Rick Warren goes and talks, and I don't want to read the whole thing to you because I want us to get out of here. But at the very, he's talking about the job of an ambassador. And then he makes the point. He says, what if something happened and that person, that ambassador, preferred his mission to his homeland? In other words, all of a sudden he became so concerned and so involved in this culture that he lived in that he forgot he represented the United States. We've had that happen before, and we call those traitors, don't we? And my point is this, brothers and sisters. We can either be awesome ambassadors for Jesus, or we can be traitors, one of the two. But you can't be both. And to be awesome ambassadors takes work. You got to fight for it. You have to work for it. And our role is that we're representing, we need to remember we're representatives of Jesus. He's given us a mission. We have the authority to speak for him. And we live in a foreign culture. We don't need to ever forget that. This place is not our home. We're on temporary assignment. And so what's our responsibilities? In other words, what are we supposed to do as ambassadors? Be an example. Share a message and show love. Next Sunday is Easter Sunday. The Sunday after that is a follow-up to this message, and it's going to be talking about being successful, or the benefits, or the benefit of being successful in the spiritual battle. We're going to look at heaven. The following Sunday, we're going to look at the penalty, if you want to say it that way, of not being successful in the battle. And we're going to look at what the Bible has to say about hell. I want to tell y'all, this world needs awesome ambassadors for Christ. Amen? Would everybody agree with that? Say amen. There's our role. There's our responsibilities. The stakes have never been higher. It's the difference between heaven and hell, isn't it? We're going to talk about it because I want to make sure we all understand how important it is that we are the ambassadors that we should be. But I realize this morning you may be sitting here and you may be saying, well, you know, it's kind of hard for me to be an ambassador for Christ because I've never had a relationship. I've never invited Christ in my life. If that's the case, then I want to invite you to come and meet me right here in the front. here in just a moment, when Brian starts singing the song, you get up and you meet me right here in the front. And you say, Brother Mark, I want to be an ambassador, but not part of that country. I'm not a part of the family of God. I need to invite Christ in my life. That's the very first step, isn't it, to being his ambassador. But if you're here and, like the most of us, I'm sure, I would think we've invited Christ in our life, but maybe we haven't been the best ambassadors. We need to spend some time with the Lord and say, help me remember every day my role and my responsibilities. Maybe you're here this morning and you would say, you know, we've been visiting for a while, but this is the week. This is where we need to be at. We need some help preparing ourselves and getting ourselves to where we can be the ambassadors that Christ wants. If you're here and God's led you for any kind of decision, invite him in your life for the first time to come back through rededication, come to follow and come as members here, transfer of letter, baptism, whatever it might be. Brian's going to be leading us in a song, and that's when you come, okay? Arlene and Brandy, if y'all come, Brian, you come. He's going to lead us in this hymn of invitation, and you come. Let's stand together.